Listening 47. Annoying Stepson. My stepson really annoys me because he spends his whole life on his mobile telephone, either speaking or sending and receiving messages. I sometimes wish we lived in the past when everyone had to use mail to communicate. Sometimes when I watch my son and his friends, they're all together, but each one is on his telephone talking to someone else. Once, my wife and I tried to make him sign a family contract. He could only use his mobile between 6 and 7 after doing his homework. He put his signature to it, but then he was constantly writing messages on email. We then took his computer away and said he had to write with a pen, but he said we didn't understand him and that we were bad parents. He then gave us a list he'd written of why we were such horrible parents. We were unable to understand how he could think we were bad parents for taking his computer away. A psychologist told us, however, that this was unavoidable. Mobile phones and computers, although they didn't exist until the 80s and 90s, have now become a part of a teenager's life. It's not unusual that a teenager who is punished with the removal of his phone and computer feels like his parents have taken away his friends. The other day, we went to visit some relatives, and as soon as we arrived, my son was using their computer. I told him to wait until we had at least had a drink with them, but he said he couldn't wait. I pulled him by his ear away from the computer. Usually, he cooperates when I pull his ear, but this time he started shouting that I was abusing him. Recently, though, we've decided to let him use his computer and mobile whenever he wants. We changed our mind when we read a story in the paper about a teenager in the States who shot his parents after they confiscated his Xbox. Apparently, he was addicted to the game Halo and believed his parents would come back to life, like in the game. That was the end. This generation are lost. We can't change them. Let's just try and save the next one.